Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. If it's important to your family,
we have something very exciting to tell you that you have never heard before.
Then it matters to us on The Wally Show.
Parenting is one of those things that evolves as we learn and try different things. And so there are people that are always kind of on the forefront of a new concept in parenting that sometimes parents like myself who already have a grown child might have an aversion to. And this is one of them. Like, this is like new parenting that I'm like, oh, ooh, ick. but maybe it's something that will work for you. I don't know. There is a mommy blogger. I love that term too, by the way. But she's going viral after she went on TikTok and said she doesn't pay her daughter for chores. That's fine. I didn't get paid much for chores. Anyway, I got like a nickel to do the thing, but that could have
been. Dr. Martin.
Yeah, I know. That sounds really old. I could have gone and seen a movie for a nickel. But so that's not where it gets weird. Like, that's, like, you know what? Some families, they're like, look, this is the price tag of living in this family. You do the dishes and you don't get any money for it. Mm-hmm. Not a problem. I have zero problem with that either. But instead of that, paying for chores, she pays her kids for the time they spend on their hobbies.
So the money goes towards, like, if they want to knit or scrapbook, that money goes towards buying them things for their hobbies?
Well, that, but also, like, just, like, if you get an allowance, like, say, yeah, you get $20 for because you're into gymnastics, and she's, in essence, paying them for spending time in these hobbies. And the reason, she said, is she wants them to associate money with the stuff they enjoy doing, not the stuff that they hate.
I mean, it's similar to, you know, this is work for us, but in essence, it's a hobby. It's something we love to do, and we get paid for it.
Right.
So it's similar to that, in essence.
I see. Okay, yeah. So then they'll want to do more with their hobbies, and then they'll learn, oh, you can get paid to do something
fun. Yeah, but
fun
it feels weird to me. Like, the hobby should be the privilege. Like, you get to do that, you
right, because then how is she going to get them to do their chores? She has nothing to stand on.
Right, because the thing, that was always, as an old school parent, was like, the hobby was your leverage. You know, if
you
don't do this,
until you do your chores.
Exactly. It's funny that eating was a hobby for you. Yeah. Wow, that just showed me a lot about Betty's life.
No, but not much has changed.
I don't know. Maybe this is something you want to try and implement because you like doing this kind of stuff. It might be something that works for you. If you do it, I'd love to hear if it worked out or not. This one definitely feels weird to me. And I will, my daughter will probably be like, yeah, can we still do this now? You're 22. You know, no. WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and it seems like they have a day for everything these days, you know, the hot dog day or whatever, the national day is such and such, but this one was kind of interesting, the national, like, do-over day.
Okay, because I think
like
we do have some regrets, maybe things that we want to redo.
Yeah, Betty Rock probably regrets walking in here 14 years ago.
You have no idea.
And leaving me that resume. I there are a lot of people that say, I don't have any regrets. I'm not one of those people. I don't lament over them because I'm like, the past is the past and I'm constantly moving forward. But there are things that if I were to sit down and look at and go, but I would have done that differently. If I had had a do-over, I would do that differently. Like one of those, I used to work at Radio Disney, and at the time, I just saw it as a money job. Like, they paid me a grip of cash because they wanted it to be successful. So we started it in the right time to negotiate and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they had a bunch of money. And I didn't enjoy the work like I should have at the time. You know, it was like, this
you
is
didn't
a money
live in
gig.
The moment.
I didn't, because I was looking at the next thing and where I could go next and make more money and stuff. And so it was really short-sighted, because it was really cool what we had been doing, and there was so much fun to it. But I got so worked up in disagreements with the way they wanted to run it that they were things that ultimately weren't a bad thing or a big deal, and I let them become a big deal, and I basically left because of that. And now, like, I was looking at my bank account, and I was like, oh, why? Why would you not have just stayed? It was fine. Everything was great. And you enjoyed it. Like, it was fun. But I let things bother me, and I let that get so blown out of proportion, and it cost me something that was actually really good financially and really a good lifetime for me too, with my daughter being 8 years old, you know, or 7 years old at the time, you know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so that's one I would go back and redo over for me personally. I want to see Betty Rock and Gavin if you've got stuff, but also too, 855-33-WAY-FM. If you had a do-over, okay, a life do-over, what would you go back and redo? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. You can always be part of the show. We love having you on. Put that in your favorites so you can get right through. What's that thing, Nadj, that you would go back in your life and maybe redo?
I would have never picked up that alcoholic drink. I am a recovering alcoholic, celebrating 5 years recovery, and having DUIs and almost ruining my life, going to jail, almost losing my marriage and my child. That's what I would have redone. But by the grace of God, I am set free. I am a new person. And I just wanted to tell everybody out there who's struggling with alcohol and drugs to not give up, seek help. God is good.
Nadj, did you know that addiction, did it run in your family? Is this something that you went in knowing full well? And was it a quick decline or was it more slow?
It was a quick decline. And it was 10 years that I was alcoholic. And, but yes, it does run in my family. So now with my child, I'm starting to explain to him about addiction, that it can run in your family.
And I'm sure there'll be times where he doesn't understand why you are hyper vigilant about this. You know, Mom, it's just one drink or whatever, but you know full well where it can lead. And he's going to be better off for that because of your battle and your success over that.
Definitely.
If you could go back in your life and redo something, get a do-over, what would it be?
Well, my do-over would be that I waited 15 years from the time I was a teenager until I was 30 to deal with some hurts from my mom. And I waited 15 years to allow the Lord to give me forgiveness for her. And I also initially prayed for him to give me a desire to forgive her, because I realized, too, as twisted as it sounds, that there's comfort in holding on to what we know, which was the hurt. Ultimately, in gifting my mom with forgiveness, it changed her as well. And I am blessed to say that I am 32 years past that 30-year mark. So I've lived 32 years in a relationship where I have had full forgiveness for my mom and love her and tell her how glad I am she's my mom and how blessed I am.
And think about, had you not, you would have lost 32 years of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I am so grateful for God's goodness.
The desire to forgive, I've never really thought of it like that before, because I always think about the concept of, well, we just need to forgive, but it's not easy to do. And so praying for the desire to actually want that, not just go through the motions, I think that's pretty powerful. And that's something that I'd never really thought of. I'm sure somebody else is like, light bulb.
It was the beginning of the realization of, you know, how important it was, but that I couldn't just muster it up. And I really did need him to give me that desire, and he did.
FM. That is an amazing song by a great band, I Am They. Really, really nice people. One of the girls in the band, the drummer, her name is Nicole. We call her Nick Nack. We've talked about her on the show before because she is Betty Rock's new best friend. Was Betty Rock's new best friend.
It was.
I hung out with them at this event, and our paths just kind of crossed. Nicole and I sat together on a plane. We learned so much about each other, and I talked her through the takeoff and the landing. She's a nervous flyer. And we talked the entire time, just girl chatted. It was so great. And you came up a couple times, Rock.
Oh, no.
And so we talked and we laughed. Oh, did we laugh? Because I told Betty Rock earlier, I'm like, I'm going to steal your friend. And I think I've done it.
No, you didn't. I'm sure you didn't. She couldn't be that desperate for friendship. Right?
Why do I have her number in my phone now? I don't know.
Like, stop it.
Yeah, okay.
She's mine. You don't see me over there stealing your friends.
No one wants Gavin. Gavin's like, how did I get drug into this?
It was so unnecessary.
No, so we hung out a little bit. Again, our paths crossed. I only talked you up. I only said good things about you. But I was with the band. We rode back to the airport. We had the same flight when we rode back together. And there's one point in time, though, they almost got me kicked off the flight.
What? Ooh.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yes!
Yeah, okay, so we're there. And so I almost got kicked off the flight for being drunk and belligerent.
What?
You gotta let me finish. Mistaken identity.
Wait,
so,
huh?
Okay, so here's what happened. A guy who was inebriated comes over and starts to pick a fight with one of the guys in the band. Because the guy was on his phone, and Brandon was on his phone, and the guy's like, he was like this Russian guy, so I'm going to try and do a Russian accent, because it's kind of important. Uh-huh. And he's like, you put the phone away, you should not be pointing the phone at me. And he's like, I'm just on my phone, mm-hmm. like checking email and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the guy's getting like more and more agitated. So then Matt, the singer of the band, comes over, and the guy like eyeballs him and stares him down, and is like wanting to bow up and fight. Mm-hmm. So Nicole, Betty's and my friend, Nicole goes over and gets someone from the airline to come in, and by this time it had kind of dispersed, uh-huh. but she still went and found an okay. airline person and
like
was like
the true American hero that
yeah,
she is.
I know. She was like, hey, there's this drunk guy and he's going to be a problem on this flight.
Okay.
And so here she comes back and she had described, here's a drunk guy in a blue shirt and he's harassing my friends. She walks back with the gate agent, and the gate agent goes to grab me.
No!
And it was like, is this the man in the blue shirt? I'm like,
yes!
I have a blue shirt, but I'm not that guy! I'm not the guy! Seriously! So it was like this tense moment where all of a sudden I'm like, wait, I'm gonna get kicked off this flight. I didn't do anything!
Maybe that's what she was trying all along.
I know. So then they pulled the guy out of line, and they held him there, and he did not get on the flight.
But you did.
I got on the flight, yeah.
Dang
so
it.
She got that guy
Dang
off the
it.
Flight. So then we land, and there had been a baby crying the entire flight. The entire flight.
This Why were you crying?
Just no, not me.
Oh.
Funny. This baby screaming the entire flight, and I'm like, Nicole, I love what you did with the drunk guy, but next time, he's going to be fine. Why don't you say to the gate agent that there is a baby that's been drinking and get that baby kicked off the flight? I think we would have all appreciated that far more. FM, this is The Wally Show, and Betty and Gavin, are you guys fans of worship music, worship culture?
Yeah.
Kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's a great statement.
Strong.
Well, you know what I mean.
I don't hate the Lord.
No, I have to be, I definitely have to be in the mood for
sure,
it.
Sure.
It's not something I just go to automatically.
Worship music is a little bit different from what we play. We play songs that have worship context to them, and some of them are, but there's a difference between like Christian music, just general, and then the worship movement culture kind of thing. And so and some people like it, and some people are like, it's not as important to them, or some people don't hate it, as Betty would say. So there's a new worship song. I'd love to see if you guys like this or not. It's called Count the Stars, and it was put out by Lifeway Worship, and it features, Lifeway. Get this, it features electromagnetic voices of planets, stars, and galaxies. So
what?
NASA records space. Like, there's sounds in space.
Sure.
And they have these giant, recording devices that take it all in. And so what they did was they did like some verses of the Bible kind of over this, with the backdrop being the space sounds. Okay, so Gavin's already laughing. I think Gavin thinks it's gonna be horrible.
Well, I picture like nothing.
All right, well here we go. Let me let you hear this. So here's a little bit here. It's like Close Encounters of the Third Kind, that movie. So that droning and the roar.
Is that an astronaut playing the piccolo?
Yes. Yeah. So there you go. That's kind of how it sounds, like to get you into the mood. It's, I don't know if it's worshipful
not
or not.
I'm getting space vibes either.
Well that low drone is like the roar. Yeah. And then here's what it sounds like when they really kick it in.
Whoa. I try to count the stars. I remember just how big you are. Who am I that you would think of me? I can't fathom all you've done.
Oh, there you go. You got the big choral coming in. It's interesting because you take a very, like, forward, like, thinking, and we're going to record space sounds, like, new, and then you
and then we
partner
go backwards
with backwards music.
Sure.
To not saying it's bad.
Choir robes. No, yeah. You can say you don't hate it. It's fine. yeah, it's an interesting mix of those two things. I'm not feeling real worshipful.
The vision in my head, though, is the astronaut with the piccolo, and maybe it could be like a chorus, a choir made of astronauts.
And real quick, is a piccolo a new instrument that I've not heard
of? Is that not a thing?
I've heard of a piccolo.
I'm a professional at the piccolo.
No, piccolo.
Piccolo.
I'm piccolo.
I picture Betty just like growing up and they gave her a pickle. And like, there's a band.
That's
what she played. And her middle name is Lou. That's a piccolo. Just play it, all right? And be quiet. Leave Danny Ray alone. I get people all the time that even though I work in radio, they're like, I've got this great idea for a book. Like, how do I get this thing published?
Yeah, and a great place to start is the Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing from Colorado Christian. It'll help elevate your writing abilities and prepare you to submit your works confidently in a manner that has the best chance of publication.
And here's the best part for you. It's all done 100% online. And why would it not be? It's writing, and you can do that from the privacy of your own home in a bathrobe. That's how all good writers write. I don't know if you know that. Bathrobe and slippers. And it can help prepare you for a successful writing career.
CCU's Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing gives you the opportunity to learn under the tutelage of world-renowned best-selling author Jerry B. Jenkins, who chairs the program and developed the curriculum.
All right, so if you've ever wanted to write a book or you've been working on one for a long time, the Jerry B. Jenkins Creative Writing Program at CCU Online will give you a chance to succeed in the ministry or in the marketplace.
So find out more about Colorado Christian University and the brand new Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing at CCU.edu. That's CCU.edu.
TMI. TMI, my friends.
Also known as Today's Music Insider with Gavin.
I recently found out that Stephen Curtis Chapman wrote and produced this song called We Remember. He produced it like 4 years ago, but it really honors the men and women who have served. And given that Memorial Day was just a few days ago, the song was really powerful to hear for me for the first time.
We are thankful. We are grateful. We know freedom isn't free. Oh, we remember. We remember. The gift you gave, the price you paid.
Yeah, it's really easy to get caught up in, like, days like Memorial Day and be just thankful for the 3-day weekend, you know, and most people live in that world, and myself included. Like, I'm like, oh man, 3-day weekend. The vice president, I remember her tweeting and getting into a lot of hot water, like, have a great long weekend. And you just, it's easy to forget sometimes the gravity of why we have that day. And so I love songs like this, you know, as a reminder for people, you know, and especially like if you come from a military family, you're probably more hyper in tune with it than if you don't.
Yeah,
you know?
My dad served in the Air Force for over 20 years, and I was actually like with him in person on Memorial Day, and I asked, I said, like, hey, thanks for your service. And even he was like, hey, you know, I appreciate you saying that, but this is a day for those who have fallen.
Like, right.
My day is Veterans Day, but today, even that day for him, he was like, no, pass that on to those heroes.
And poor Gavin's like, I can never do anything right with you, Dad. Hey, FM, this is The Wally Show, and I remember cleaning out my mother-in-law's stuff with my wife, and she kind of was a collector of some of the pop culture things that were hot at the time. Like, she would do the McDonald's Happy Meal toys and collect all of those.
I knew so many people that did that.
Yeah, because everyone was hoping that it was going to make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Beanie Babies, she went all in.
Oh, do you remember?
Beanie Babies.
There was a picture that was going viral once of this couple that they were going through a divorce, but in the courtroom, they had to decide who was going to get which Beanie Babies.
Oh, that's sad.
It was that big of a deal for them.
Well, some of them, as it turns out, because, I mean, she thought they'd be worth money someday, and by and large, most of them aren't. But there was a few. Like, there was a 15-inch Peace Bear. Peace Bear is like the tie-dye bear, and a 9-inch piece and a Ringo, and like whatever. $159,000 for those bears.
What?
The Princess Bear, I think, based on
Princess Diana. It was purple and it had a white like rose on
it. Yeah, $500,000 if you had that. Because they were so limited in how many they made.
That's what they said about all of them.
Yeah, but there was Large Wallace and his squad. I guess a Wallace and Gromit vomit kind of bear or something. $600,000.
What?
Yeah. But here's what's crazy, though. There were others that weren't like that, but were still worth money. Like Valentino the bear was $42,000. Iggy the iguana, $15,000. And I know she had one of those. Gobbles the turkey, she had one of those, $6,700. Snort the bull had one of those, $6,500.
What did you do with these? Gave
them away.
No!
Donated
no!
them. Yeah, took the entire collection.
Sitting at a Goodwill.
Yeah, and I took some of them with me to Africa on a trip for kids one time.
No.
Yeah, yeah. I hope that they found out, like one
they
of those
change
kids
their lives.
Found
yeah.
out that snort the bull was worth $6,500 and used it. Like, that'd be great. But yeah, because I didn't think it would be worth anything, you know?
Wow.
And I was wrong.
Big time
I'm
wrong.
I'm sad. I'm really sad right now.
Think of all the money you could have.
Oh, I know. It'd be great.
Let's not think about it.
You know what? I don't think I could sell them, though. They're too precious.
Sure.
All right. Oh, I'd sell them in a heartbeat. You know, so here's what I want to talk about with you. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Put that number in your phone so you can always get through. Make it a favorite, if you will. But what is that thing that you're holding on to, or you were holding on to, hoping it would be worth money someday? And did it pan out? Maybe you called it. You got the Star Wars action figure that no one else had, and now it's worth $8, you know, or whatever. Your windfall. I'm just curious what that is for you. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. So is there something, JD, that you collect or collected hoping that it would be worth something?
Well, I'm in my early 40s now. Last time I collected ball cards was in high school, and I have two tubs full of sports memorabilia.
Do you have any idea if there's any sort of value in there?
I don't know, but I hope to put my kids through college one day with them.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I went through my old baseball card collection, and as it turns out, I think I'd be lucky to put her through a year of VCR repair school. What is that collection that you've had that you were hoping would be worth money?
Actually, my mother-in-law. She has the Princess Diana Beanie Baby.
Now, I had heard that thing, there was one of them that sold for $500,000, and that's huge. I don't know if there was something special about that particular one, or if they were all worth that just because they printed or made so few of them.
Well, she has the one with the crown on it, Ted, and it's still intact into the little glass box that it came in.
Oh, man. Have you ever tried to have it appraised or done any research to see what it's worth?
Not yet. We didn't know who to take it to.
I'm a bit confused because I just Googled Princess Diana Beanie Baby. They're selling them at Walmart for $15.
Oh, okay. Well, somebody then who spent $500,000 at auction for this one
off.
Is really mad right about now. So much for retiring, Jenny.
I know.
It was fun while it lasted. Yeah.
Scoop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop-a-doop-a-scoop.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we do The Scoop to help you out with life stuff. Make your life a little bit better here and there, and things that we find. We want to share. It's like a think tank here. And so, Betty Rock, what do you have The Scoop on today?
So, I have a thing that Amazon is starting to put out. It's an experiment, and it's called the Amazon Sidewalk. So, what this means is, if you have any kind of Amazon device, that's an Alexa, an Echo, things like that, then you are automatically going to be put into this experiment. What that means is, anytime, let's say your house loses power, then your Alexa or your Echo can get internet access from your neighbors who also have those devices. They can share internet bandwidth.
It's weird because, we password protect everything, and so it's not getting into, like, your passwords or any, information, but it is borrowing bandwidth. And so I'm always like, well, then does that slow down my bandwidth if my neighbor's is using the bandwidth? And then, but then by the same token, if your house has a problem or you lose internet, then their device helps you. Because you might have two different internet companies, and mine, I have trouble with mine. And so maybe it could be beneficial to me that I can always have my Ring doorbell working. But boy, it just feels weird.
It does feel icky.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, too, like, if your internet goes out, do you really need your Amazon Echo or your Alexa?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, I need it. And I need my Ring doorbell. I love that thing. Sometimes I just watch it. I sit there for hours and just watch it.
That sounds real creepy.
Yeah. And I have so I don't know. Here's the deal, though. If you don't want to be automatically enrolled in it, because in a couple days, everyone's going to be in if you don't opt out.
That's right,
because
you have one.
I know. And so
you want to opt out.
The way you opt out is inside of your Amazon app. Okay, so you open your Amazon app there and click on settings. That's where you go to do everything. Then inside of that, you have account settings, and then you can switch it from in there and then just say, I don't want to be in on this.
Is that what you did?
Yeah, it says Amazon Sidewalk, and you just click no.
But now when your internet goes down or your electricity
goes... I'll be furious.
Goes, yeah,
yes.
You'll be like, no, turn it on!
I'm never happy. No one's ever going to please me, especially Amazon. And I really realize that's a me problem, not a them problem. But yeah, if you want to get out of that or you want to make sure you're in it, that's how you do it.
The Bible say in 2 Deuteronomy of the book of Jericho that the eye for the tooth and the tooth for the people and everybody who got the eye, you punch them in it.
What?
I can tell you don't read the Bible.
It's important to read the Bible. It's important to, as they say, be in the Word. That's a real Christian term. But basically, it just means, hey, reading your Bible and learning about your faith. And we think it's so important that we want to make sure that you can get one if you need one for free at wayfm.com. And to illustrate how important it is to know the stuff that's in there, Gavin has prepared a little quiz for Betty Rocker Eye. And you said our salvation depends on this, right?
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Winner goes to heaven.
I did say that, all right. Apparently.
I'm in because I feel really confident about my ability. In my time in the
winner
Word.
Goes
gonna
to
be,
heaven.
What?
Yep.
It's going to be awkward when you lose.
Oh. No, or you. Bye, Betty! All right, what do you got?
Okay, the first question is, the oldest man mentioned in the Bible is named Methuselah.
Yes, I know that one.
How long did he live? 935 years, 969 years, 987 years.
Wally. I knew it was not in the 900, so that I did know. I'm going to go 935. No!
Incorrect!
Oh! Oh, Betty!
Go for it.
Okay, give me my two other choices.
969 or 987.
50-50 shot.
987.
Oh, wrong!
No!
Both of you!
It's getting hot in here. Okay.
Okay. Next question is, two of these men, according to the Bible, never died.
Oh, yes.
Which one did? Ezra, Enoch, Elijah.
Which one did die?
Yes, which one did...
Right. Wally.
Go for it.
Go.
Enoch did die because he was the... No, wait, hold on. Hold on. He was Moses' father. Was Noah's father was Enoch. No, I'm going to go Ezra.
Oh, good job. Good
what?
Pivot at the end there. Ezra did die.
Yeah, but Enoch and or not Methuselah.
They both were taken Elijah. Away, there basically.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
didn't
yeah,
die.
Take it away.
Point one. Almost to heaven. Hey, if I squeak in, that's going to be enough, okay?
Okay, give me the next one.
Final question is, what element did Joshua command to stay still during a battle?
The sun. He said, hey, stay still, son, and the Lord granted him that. I had heard a thing years ago.
Wait. Let's just find out if he's right.
He's right.
Yeah. Sorry. Enjoy that other place, Rock. I'm gonna have wings. Red Bull gives me wings. Yeah. I had thought that there was some scientific thing years ago that like they couldn't explain while there was a glitch, if you will, in their timing of the world, and some Christian science person was like, well, that explains it. That was that time that the earth, the sun stood still for Joshua. Like, I'd have to look it up.
Yeah. You'll have to look it up.
Somebody do some research, because that would be fascinating.
Where was it in the Bible?
Well, no. What I'm saying is, I legit, like, I think I remember someone proving that story scientifically, and that if that's the case, I love when the Bible proves science. And so I got to look it up. Now I'm confused. Now I'm, like really, like, I hope I'm not wrong. Anyway, you can get a free Bible, and I ruled it that. So. You done? All right, so you can get your free Bible at wayfm.com. Is there anything more annoying than sitting through one of those automated phone systems when you call a company?
If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time.
I think we've all been there. Hey, it's Wally, and if you need a loan for a new home or you're interested in doing a refinance of your current home, you need to call United Faith Mortgage. Here, check this out. I'm calling my UFM guy, Ryan. He's also the founder.
United Faith Mortgage, this is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, it's Wally. How are you, man?
Wally, what's going on? How's everything?
Really good, man. I just wanted to hear your voice.
That's it? Well, you can always call me if you actually need something.
Absolutely. Thanks, man.
No problem.
What? A real-life person? That's what they do. They not only answer the phone, they know you by name when you call. They are a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who are excellent at their job. These are the people I'm trusting to do my mortgage. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. And as you've seen, they will answer.
See our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal Housing Lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
We know most celebrities didn't just get where they are without putting in some hard work before, sure. Except for Kim Kardashian and the whole Kardashian-Jenner clan. They pretty much were born with a silver spoon in their mouths. It's kind of sickening. But they had to start somewhere doing unglamorous jobs before they hit the big time. Like us, we've always had to get a start somewhere. Maybe like Gavin working at a shoe store, yeah, putting exactly. Shoes on smelly feet and yeah. All that stuff. Well, someone, I'm going to let you guess, this was a big time actor now, he used to clean toilets.
John Lithgow.
No. Hugh Grant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Bathroom attendant. Okay.
Dog groomer.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, that's a good guess,
No.
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, I do remember that. Yes, okay.
And that looks like a dirty job. I've watched some TikTok videos on that. There are things they have to do that is just, you don't get paid.
And way harder than it looks. And people are very passionate about their pets as they are their children. If you groom a dog badly, that's a bad thing.
And then a dishwasher at Denny's.
Nicolas Cage. He might still be doing that.
No, that's Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, no way.
Can
that's
you imagine?
Crazy. I had pitched a show, TV show years ago to VH1 called Day Jobs. And it was where you would go back to the first job of a musician, have them work at that job for the day, and then do a concert from that location.
Oh, so
that's
if they a great worked idea.
The drive, I know, and then someone stole it. Yeah, they stole it. They did it on Great American Country for like 3 episodes and did it badly. Like, dadgummit. And I'm not saying, oh, they just took my idea because they thought it was. No, I pitched it to this person and this person stole it. Like, I legit know they stole the idea. They're like, yeah, I don't think that's such a great idea. Let's go with this other idea you
have.
Low blow. And then, it was a great idea. I would have liked to have done that show on a bigger scale. Mm-hmm. And maybe going back and doing it with actors would be even better than musicians. It could be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So I'll revitalize it.
There you go.
So there you
Look
go.
Look at you.
Take it back. Well, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. YFM, this is The Wally Show. And if you have kids, you know that it is a lifelong learning process. You know, there's so many things that come with having a kid that you don't. No, nothing prepares you for it. No books. Like, they try to, but then there's all... Your kid is your kid, and they're going to test you, challenge you, or affect you, and you're going to have to change and alter course at some point in time in your life. I promise you that. That's the one thing I know.
And sometimes when you're raising that kid, you realize, hey, there are a few things that maybe I didn't know throughout my span before they were around that maybe now I need to learn. I know that's the case for popular rapper Jay-Z. He decided that when his first daughter was born, that he needed to learn how to swim, which makes so much sense.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like in his 30s and doesn't know how to swim.
He's got to learn. Yeah, you think that's crazy, but not everybody learned how to swim.
Right.
You know?
And so he wanted to learn to swim because he said he couldn't imagine if something happened, if she was in a situation, he wanted to be able to rescue her.
It'd be interesting if he didn't know how to swim, but he has like a dope mansion with a pool just because they come with dope pools.
Maybe he's got a dope floaty device.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
But also, too, like you want to be that dad that plays with your kid in the pool, and so you need to learn how to swim.
Right. But maybe, you know, there's other people out there that had to learn something. Maybe it could have even been like for their safety, but it also could be maybe your kid was into something, some type of hobby, and you learned to do that as well because you want to spend that time with them.
Sewing. That's what I learned how to do with my kid for Project Runway. She didn't watch it as much as me, though, but that's a whole other story. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what is something that you didn't know how to do before you had a kid and then you had a kid, and then all of a sudden you had to learn this. I'd love to know what this is. I have an example that my daughter's going to have to learn. We'll share that in a minute as she goes up and has kids, and it's shocking. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'll take yours now. So what's yours?
Yeah, so it's not me. It's my husband, and he actually also learned how to swim, and he learned how to ride a bike. He did not do that, so now he knows.
As a kid, he never learned to swim or ride a bike. That is crazy.
I said, what did you do with your childhood?
So before having kids, I'm assuming you guys never went to a water park or for a bike ride. That's crazy.
Well, yeah, I would swim and I would ride a bike and he would just sit on the side or I would just bike ride alone.
He just made up excuses. He's like, I'm tired. I've got a cramp. I could do it. I just don't want to.
Yeah.
So what's yours?
I had to relearn our multiplication tables.
Oh, I know. And then they do this new math now.
Oh, yeah.
Quick, 12 times 11. Ruth, go.
I don't remember.
There you go. All right. So what college did your kid not get into?
Do you feel like the lesson of learning all of this multiplication, did it help you with maybe balancing your checkbook or anything like that?
Yeah, it helped a lot. I thought I knew them.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, 12 times 11. Go. I think we've already established that.
I got to get out my calculator. Wait a minute.
Not sure exactly how much it helped. It's 122.
Oh.
Well,
is it? I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to look it up. 11 times
12.
Wait, where is the times key?
Oh, wow. You're doing worse than Ruth, Brady.
132.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. You said 122.
Yay. Are you sure?
I'm sure. You're wrong.
So what's yours?
So I went on a youth mission trip to a camp and conquered the zip line and the three-man swing, and I had to jump off this big Goliath pole.
Oh, wow.
And I knew I had to do it.
So then you had to learn how to overcome some of your fears to then be that present mom.
Exactly. I don't want to be a mom on the sidelines.
Is this something that you've kept throughout your life? Maybe it's given you courage to try other new things?
You know, my husband is quite a daredevil, so we learned to scuba dive on our honeymoon, and we went whitewater rafting, and that's all stuff we still love to do. And now my boys are 18 and 21, and we dive together and whitewater raft. And
that's super cool, and you wouldn't have gotten those experiences had you not gotten off of the sideline and conquered a fear and gotten in the game. I love that.
And, you know, I also wanted those youth group kids to think that I was the cool mom and not just the sit by the sideline.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone wants to be the cool mom. Come on, even me. And I'm not even a mom. WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show, and from time to time we come across things that we think you just need to hear. We call it random acts of audio. And Gavin, you have our random act of audio for today. What do you got?
So you probably know the Crowder song, Good God Almighty.
Yes.
Good God Almighty, I hope you'll find me.
I really like this song.
This is probably one of my favorite songs we play at the station, and I was listening to it the other day. And there was a part at the beginning that really caught my attention.
You showed up and patched me up like you do every time. I get amnesia. I forget that you keep coming around.
Yeah, I like that.
And so I was listening to that part and I heard the word amnesia. And I'm thinking, okay, amnesia means like short-term memory loss.
Right.
And so I started hearing this song a different way. Now, every time, under the premise of knowing what amnesia means.
Yes.
And so I made an edit of that, and this is what it would sound
this
like.
This is what you hear in your head.
Yeah, this is what I hear every time
now.
You showed up and patched me up like you do every time. I get amnesia. I forget that you keep coming around. I get amnesia. I forget that you keep coming around. I get amnesia.
Jeez, Crowder, we get it.
I know.
Keeps forgetting.
Yeah, that's funny. I like that. It's like 10-second Todd from 51st Dates.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm Todd. You probably just ruined this song for people, though. Because anytime we play with songs and we change the lyrics or we mess around with them, or we did one with Good Good Father one time and made it say it a bunch of times.
A million times.
Like, everyone's like, oh, you just totally ruined that song for me. So, nicely done.
Yeah,
well done.
Here we go.
I know you've ruined it for me. That's the only way I'll ever hear that song now. Look, I'm fully aware of how much COVID has messed with our lives this past year. Many of us, for the first time in our lives, have felt trapped, stuck, or even helpless. Now imagine that not just being a year, but a life or a generation of being stuck. That's what happens to kids caught in the cycle of poverty. They are truly stuck. But there is good news. This doesn't have to be their story.
And that's where you come in. I'm sure you didn't wake up this morning thinking, I'm going to be a hero today, but you can. For $38 a month, just about a dollar a day, you can make sure a child living in poverty gets the things they need not only to survive, but to thrive.
You provide your sponsored child food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. And here's what I love about partnering with Food for the Hungry. Your gift also helps other kids in the community. So you're not just helping one child, but you're also helping their friends a little as well, because FH wants to build up the entire community.
The other really important part is you get to write to your child and encourage them. This is your faith in action, and your support and the words you share with them will carry and inspire them to accomplish more than they even dreamed possible for themselves.
With everything going on, I know it's easy just to take care of ourselves and put this off till tomorrow, but kids living in poverty, tomorrow feels like an eternity. Plus, I'm telling you that sponsoring one of our Food for the Hungry kids will not only help them, but it will also change you. There is such joy in helping innocent kids who didn't ask for or do anything to deserve this. And we've been blessed with so much in our lives. It's a blessing to be able to sponsor these amazing kids.
It only takes a minute and costs you nothing to see if this is even for you. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Again, that's fh.org/Wally Show. You can also follow FH on Instagram and Twitter. Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.